Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, your host for this lunchtime concert. And today, Hochstein favorites Antara Winds are here with us to play music by 20th century American composer Irving Fine. And in the second half of the program, they'll be joined by bass clarinet player Ramon Ricker to play Leos Janacek's Sextet for Winds, Youth. The musicians of Antara Winds are flutist Diane Smith, oboist Judith Ricker, clarinetist Margaret Quackenbush, horn player Nicolette Labonte, and bassoonist Natalia Rose Verbsky. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. Founded in 1982, the Antara Winds have appeared regularly on Live from Hochstein and have performed extensively throughout the greater Rochester area. In addition to presenting traditional repertoire for woodwind quintet, the Antara Winds delight in bringing audiences the music of contemporary composers. In recent years, they've premiered works written specifically for Antara, including Vern Reynolds' Antara Music and Libby Larson's Blue Windows after Marc Chagall. And in 2007, participated in a consortium commission of the Suite Cantabile by Bill Douglas. All three works are included in their eponymous CD. They performed the world premiere of Chen Yi's Wind Quintet No. 3, Suite from China West, in 2008 at Eastman as part of the Music and Globalization Symposium, and also performed the work at Cornell University and Syracuse University. Antara Winds have also performed with the Rochester Oratorio Society, the Perrington Concert Band, the Society for Chamber Music in Rochester, and at Robert Swazian College. And here they are with the charming Partita for Wind Quintet, written in 1948 by American composer Irving Fine.
Thank you.
Partita for Wind Quintet by Irving Fine. Such a mix of neoclassicism with warm lyricism. It's played here by Ontara Winds on Live from Hochstein. Thanks for tuning in or stopping by for this program taking place at the Performance Hall of the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester, New York. Broadcast live on WXXI, Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming online at classical915.org. Ontara Winds will be back in just a moment with one more musician, and they'll be playing a sextet by Czech composer Leos Janáček called Mladý, or Youth. Janáček was not exactly a young man when he wrote this music in the summer of 1924. He was approaching his 70th birthday, and he was collecting memories of his youth for a biography being written about him. At the time, Janáček's thoughts were called back to his earlier life at Brno Monastery and used a technique that's been called speech melody, a melody whose contours were inspired by the characteristic rhythm and cadence of the Czech language. The principal theme of the first movement is said to have derived from the speech melody of the sigh, Youth, Golden Youth. And in the scherzo of the third movement, the perky piccolo tune is taken from Janáček's little March of the Blue Boys, inspired by the boys at the monastery who sang and whistled as they march along. The composer was very mad at the premiere of this piece, and I don't think I'll jinx us by telling this story. Mladý's first performance was played by teachers at a conservatory in Brno, and it was plagued by mechanical failure. The oboe had to effect an impromptu repair in the middle of the performance, and that wasn't as bad as what happened to the clarinetist who had a broken spring and could only pretend to play. But Janáček was happier a month later with a successful and popular performance in Prague. Hopefully we're more like that. Enough stories, though. Sorry. Let's bring back out Ontara Winds, joined now by bass clarinetist Ramon Ricker. Ramon Ricker, the guest artist for today's program, is Professor Emeritus of Saxophone and the retired Senior Associate Dean for Professional Studies at the Eastman School of Music. As a senior administrator at Eastman, he was instrumental in shaping Eastman Institute for Music Leadership and its many initiatives. In 2013, Dr. Ricker was the first Eastman faculty member to be awarded the Dean's Medal in recognition of extraordinary leadership, dedication, service, and philanthropy to the Eastman School. He joined the Eastman faculty in 1971 and was the first titled saxophone professor at the school. He won a position as a member of the RPO's clarinet section in 1973 and continues to play on as an as-needed basis. His many books on jazz improvisation and saxophone technique are considered standards in the field, and his latest book is Lessons from a Streetwise Professor, What You Won't Learn at Most Music Schools. Here are Ray Ricker and Ontara Winds with Mladý, Youth for Wind Sextet by Leos Janáček. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mladi, youth. It's a sweetly nostalgic and playful sextet for winds by Leos Janacek. It's played here on Live from Hochstein by Antara Winds, flutist Diane Smith, oboist Judith Ricker, clarinetist Margaret Quackenbush, horn player Nicolette Labonte, and bassoonist Natalia Rose Verbsky, along with bass clarinet player Ramon Ricker. I hope you can stop by or tune in next week for the spring season finale of Live from Hochstein, with new music for many cellos played by the Eastman Cello Ensemble. You can see a complete list of all the programs in the series and listen to selected past episodes at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. Danielle Varenka is the executive assistant to the president of Hochstein and helps make everything possible. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden, with help from Stephanie Marsh. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Jean Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.